So, you have a Christmas movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's based on a novel by John Grisham.
Oh, I didn't know he wrote a Christmas novel. Was it well reviewed?
Not particularly, no.
Well, you know me. I refuse to learn from others' mistakes.
That's what I love about you, sir.
So what happens in this thing?
Well, there's this couple, Luther and Nora Crank, right? And their daughter is off to Peru to join the Peace Corps.
Right, okay.
So they drop her off at the airport, and then we jump right into the comedy.
Oh boy, lay it on me. I'm ready.
Okay, so Luther needs to go into this store to buy something for Nora, right? But it's pouring rain and he forgot his umbrella.
Okay, yeah.
And so he just gets all wet.
Uh-huh.
Like really, like super just all wet. Just completely wet.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, he's not happy about it being wet. He wishes he wasn't. For sure.
Sure, yeah, no, of course.
And so, you know, I gotta be honest, sir, I thought you'd be laughing by now.
Oh, that was the funny thing?
Yeah, he gets all wet.
Well, comedy's hard.
No, it's actually super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
If you say so.
I do, so we're gonna get a good 5 minutes out of that gag.
5 minutes, wow, okay, really going in on that, it's currently raining bit.
Yeah, and so Luther's gonna see an ad for a cruise, right? And then he gets the idea to skip Christmas and go on a cruise with his wife.
Well, reasonable decision. Seeing as their daughter's out of the house. Is something wrong?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd like to pretend you didn't say that, because this whole movie depends on that being a really wacky thing to do.
Oh, okay. What? They're gonna skip Christmas?
They're gonna skip Christmas.
Wow.
Thanks for that, sir. So anyway, Luther tells his wife about the idea.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, but can we still donate to charities like we do every year? And he's like, no, this has to be a total boycott.
Why does it have to be a total boycott?
So the movie can happen.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and so then everybody in the town is gonna find out about their plan to skip Christmas.
How do they find out?
Well, Luther writes up a letter about their intentions and shoves it in his coworkers' faces.
Oh my god, why is he being so aggressive about it?
I don't know.
So is he like the unlikable guy in this thing? Like an anti-hero?
Well, I wouldn't say that, no, because every character is unlikable.
Every character?
Every single character, sir, almost especially the protagonist.
Jeez, so there's no save the cat moment to make us empathize with him?
There's not, no. In fact, Luther keeps stepping on a cat.
Oh my god.
He also freezes it rock solid in ice.
What? Why?
Well, he iced up his entire walkway so people would fall and hurt themselves.
Oh, that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, head trauma's hilarious.
Yikes.
So what do these jerks get up to next? Well, since the townspeople aren't happy about the Kranks skipping Christmas, they all get together and, you know, start bullying them until they conform.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like the people that usually sell them a Christmas tree got all mad because they're not buying one.
Just no decorations?
Total boycott, sir. No decorations whatsoever, except for a big Christmas wreath on their front door for some reason.
Pretty weird and public exception to make.
And everybody wants them to put up their big frosty decoration, especially their neighbor Frohmeyer.
Really none of his business.
Well, he makes it his business. He chases down Nora's car and grabs her window.
Oh, that's straight up harassment.
Hilarious harassment. So then she rolls up her window and his gloves get caught in it. So she just screams her head off. She just loses her mind.
Okay, pretty weird reaction.
Yeah, some might say a funny reaction.
Somehow I doubt they will.
Well, so if I'm understanding correctly, this is gonna be the Kranks explaining to various people that they're skipping Christmas, those people getting angry about it, and then it's on to the next scene?
Pretty much, yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
Wow. We're also gonna sprinkle some comedy bits in there.
Oh yeah, like what?
Well, they go get tans before their vacation, right? And then their priest sees them in their bathing suits.
Is that the entire joke?
That's the entire joke. And in another scene, Luther gets Botox, so he has trouble eating.
Is that also the entire joke?
That's also the entire joke, sir, and it's gone by the next scene, never to be spoken of again.
So you're just kind of doing stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'm just kind of doing stuff. I don't know.
Oh, just kind of doing stuff is tight.
So anyway, after I've burned through a bunch of runtime with nothing, they're gonna get a call from their daughter.
Oh, what does she want?
Well, she's surprising them and coming home for Christmas.
Wait, didn't she just leave?
That's right, just a couple weeks earlier, but now she's coming back for Christmas. So she spent thousands of dollars on multiple plane tickets. Why not just leave after Christmas?
I don't know.
Very irresponsible spending.
Also, she's engaged now.
Sure, that may as well be a thing.
It's gonna be.
So they explain to her that they booked a cruise?
No, they lie to her.
Why?
So the movie can keep happening.
Oh, okay. So now they have to scramble and get together a Christmas party before she gets back.
Because they couldn't help from lying to their adult daughter?
Exactly. So the whole town just gathers together, because now the Kranks are ready to conform.
Wait, what's the message of this movie?
No time to think about that.
Oh, okay.
So then some cops go pick up the daughter at the airport, but then they need to stall so the conformists can prep the party.
Right.
So they pretend to be stopping a criminal, but they stumble upon an
actual criminal.
Wow, what are the odds of that?
Oh, odds don't matter when I'm pulling all of this out of my...
As this cop stuff is happening, are we gonna see the party get set up too?
We sure are, sir. There's gonna be all kinds of wacky hijinks.
Oh yeah, like what?
Like the lights not working, but then being fixed.
Oh, a very fun minor obstacle.
And so they all have a nice evening, but that criminal tries to steal stuff from their house.
And not all the fully empty houses full of presents on the block.
That's right. And then as he's trying to escape, he gets hit in the head by a guy dressed as Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, and it turns out this is a guy we actually saw at the very beginning of the movie. He was trying to sell Luther an umbrella when it was raining.
Oh, I mean... Okay.
It all ties together.
Yeah, I guess.
And so that's about it. We pull back to reveal that that guy actually was Santa Claus and he flies away with his reindeer.
What?
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, it sounds like it's all over the place.
Just like Christmas.
That's a good point. Plus, I think if we get the secret Christmas weapon on board, it'll be okay.
What's the secret Christmas weapon?
Tim Allen. If we get him on board, everybody's gonna love this, no matter what.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.